The Volume.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday morning podcast with a player that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, Von Miller of the Denver Broncos, 8-time Pro Bowler in 11 years. So before we get to Von, I just have some thoughts here about this week. The talk inevitably is about Belichick and Brady colliding in Foxborough on Sunday night, Bucks-Patriots matchup. Because we all love drama, we love tabloid headlines, and this story has generated lots of them. Belichick treated Brady like a child. The feud ruined a dynasty. None, of course, are true, but I think for the sake of drama, many people are ignoring the basic human element at the heart of this story. There was a study I saw about a year ago. It was conducted by the co-author of Freakonomics, Stephen Levitt. He's an economist at the University of Chicago. And he asked about 20,000 people to make a decision in their life on a dilemma they were currently facing. And the decision had to be made solely based on the results of a coin toss. And the dilemma was, should I start my own business? Should I propose? Should I grow a beard? And if the coin landed on heads, then they had to make the subsequent change. Tails, and they didn't. So what were the results? When the researchers followed up 6 months later, they found that for the important decisions like quitting a job or ending a relationship, Brady, people who were told to make a change were more satisfied and happier and productive than those who maintained the status quo. And I think that's important to note with Brady. It's very easy to just say, well, he inherited better players. But he isn't just revitalized because he left Belichick. It's because he made a massive change in his life that had far-reaching benefits in his approach to everything. And I say this because I've done it three times myself. And there is a productivity jump and an inertia and an energy and spark that is created from the fear of a new job, from the apprehension, the anxiety of a new environment and a new job. I've done this three times. I am a better broadcaster today than 5 years ago. Why? Because there's a certain energy that is created by changing environments, changing coasts, changing people. Not every single element of my current job is better than my former job. But what happens when you push yourself into a new space is the enemy of great is content. And most people listening to this podcast, men or women, are underachieving at some point in your life. And you're underachieving not because you don't have talent. Is because you're content. You're not creating new energy. It's not just that he got Mike Evans. I would argue that his leadership improved, that his productivity personally improved. Emotionally, he's in a better place. He went from dour, cold, freezing weather to sunshine, new assistants, new playbook, had to learn them very quickly. All these things. It's like battery cables to your life. And I can speak to this because I've seen it happen to me three different times. All of them post 40, 45 years old. If Brady stays in New England, it's not just about the lack of wide receiver weapons. Same playbook, same people, same weather, same drive. No freshness, no newness. And I think a lot of this has revitalized, jump-started, sort of an energy within Tom. And I know this sounds very Zen and very Phil Jackson, but anybody listening to this show that has started a new challenging job, it really enhances your abilities, all of them, emotionally and physically. And I think what happens to a lot of people is you get content. Same drive, same people, same playbook, same coaching. You're a chef, same menu, same restaurant. And then you decide, I'm going to open up a new restaurant. And a year later, you're like, oh, it was so stale. It's not the restaurant was bad. That's not it. But some of this with Brady, he's happier. He's more joyful. He's more challenged. Day to day, his productivity beyond just football, I bet if you ask Tom, has improved. He's one of the greatest football players in the last decade in the league, an 11 years and 8-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl MVP from the defensive side, a single season and career sack leader for the Broncos, which, by the way, if you're in your 50s like me, you remember the Orange Crush defenses. So that's saying something. Von Miller is now joining us today. So let's start with this. You know, as a talk show host, I can get a cold and miss a couple shows. When you're a great football player and you have, let's say, the ankle injury you had, and you can't play for a season, was there ever a moment you're thinking, damn, I'm not going to be the same player? Like, whoa. Like, I never get that experience in my life, that kind of like fear. Like, were you sitting there in rehab thinking, what if I don't have the juice? What if I don't have the edge?
No, I mean, I knew my injury was serious, but my doctors, they reassured me that, you know, my injury, once it's healed, that it'd be good to go. So it wasn't like a Achilles or, you know, anything like that. I was going to be able to come back and play the same football right. That I was able to play before.
When you look, when Vic Fangio comes, and I was talking to Kareem Jackson about this, that he said Vic's the best defensive coach he's ever had. Like, Vic is constantly giving him new things. Listen, from high school to college to the pros, you've had multiple defensive guys. So we talk a lot about offensive guys. Tell me, what does Vic Fangio do, Vaughn, that even a casual football fan would understand?
He's very, very detailed. You know, usually once you have defensive coaches, you know, you say, we're going to rush, we're going to cover, and then we're going to figure it out as we go. You know, that's not the case with Coach Vic. Coach Vic is so detailed on every single play, whether it's the D-line, linebackers, safeties. He always feels like he can put his guys in a better situation to play football, and that's what makes Coach Fangio great.
Is it complicated? Is it a pretty simple defense? Is it always being tweaked and evolving?
You know, he always says, you know, you got to be tough to play football, but you also got to be smart to play football. And it's constant corrections. It's always things that we can do better. It's always things that that we can approach in a different way. And that's what makes Coach Fangio different. You know, he you have to be smart to play in Coach Fangio's defense 100%.
Jimmy Johnson told me, the great Jimmy Johnson, I asked him one time, what would you tell a young coach? Give me one piece of advice you would tell a young football coach, because Jimmy was very good at the draft. Jimmy Johnson essentially was the first coach. People didn't used to, believe it or not, Vaughn, there weren't trades in the NFL. The New York Giants had made one trade as an organization before Jimmy Johnson came to the Cowboys and traded seven guys for Herschel Walker. It's crazy. And so Jimmy is kind of the master opening the door to trades, which is great for athletes, obviously. You can get out of a crappy spot, go to a better spot. But he always said, he goes, I would tell him, intelligence is the most important thing. I can be brilliant. If you can't figure out what I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Have you, you don't even have to name names. Have you played with guys that you think their talent's remarkable, but they just don't adhere to coaching?
You know, it's always guys that struggle with learning curve, but I think guys struggle more with, I think they struggle more with the mistakes. Everybody's going to make mistakes, but if you constantly make the same mistake over and over and over, you know, that'll get you out the league, you know, so fast. So it'll put you on another team so fast. So everybody that's in the National Football League is talented. You know, I tell the young guys all the time, you know, we're going to make mistakes. You just can't make that mistake over and over and over and over again. If you're able to make a mistake once and then move on to the next thing, you'd be a great football player in the National Football League.
Yeah. I mean, also, if you make a mistake, don't let it burn you on the next play. You have to have a very short memory. Like, if you ever literally got burned on a blitz and you just can't, you got to get past it really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's easy. You know, I got all game to get to the quarterback. You know, I tell the offensive linemen all the time, you know, they have a really, really hard position. You know, you guarding guys that can go left, right, they can bull you, they can run games, and you know, you got to be solid all game long, you know, and all we got to do is get there one time. You know, we get there in the fourth quarter, you get a sack, force fumble, and recover the ball for the game, you know, we're the heroes. We could be getting blocked, you know, the whole game before, but you know, it's just that one play. And I mean, that's what makes our position great. You know, we just got to keep coming. You got to have a relentless attitude. You know, we're going to make mistakes. It's constantly things that you're trying in a football game. You're constantly trying to find a way to get to the quarterback. And when you get there, you got to get there hard and get the ball.
You know, I said all offseason, I said Denver is a great roster. They need to upgrade at corner, and they got to stop making mistakes at quarterback. So when I made my prediction, I'm like, I know their talent's good, but I don't know if Patrick Surtain's ready to play. Teddy Bridgewater's new. So Bridgewater has done what he's done his whole career. Figures it out quickly. A lot of completions, no mistakes. But let's start on the defensive side with the rookie from Alabama. How many practices, Vaughn, are you watching that young corner? How many does it take for you to go, oh, shit, he gets it. This kid can play.
Since day one. He's the most polished rookie that I've ever seen.
Wow.
You know, he's the most polished rookie that I've ever, and this is on my team, other teams. This could be any rookie that I've ever seen in National Football League. You know, Patrick Surtain is the most polished DB that I've ever seen, like rookie DB that I've ever seen. It's just a little bit more experience, and you know, he's gonna be the top corner in the league in a matter of time. He's gonna get paid $25 million. He's gonna be the next franchise corner. Patrick Surtain, he really has it all. He can run fast. You know, he's tall. He's rangy. You know, he can guard the slot receiver. He can guard your big possession receiver. When the ball is in the air, he turns into a receiver. It's anybody's ball. You know, and these receivers, you know, they don't really fight for the ball like DBs do. And Patrick Surtain is 6'2 and a half, you know, 200 pounds, and he can run, you know, 4-3. He has all the footwork. He has all the smarts. He is the most polished rookie that I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
My whole career.
That's incredible.
100%.
Speaking of Teddy, somebody told me this years ago that somebody I trust is a source. He said, Teddy's a sponge. He'll figure the playbook out quickly. He's understated. He's not flashy. Guys will respect him. He's not trying to be something he's not. So when Drew and Teddy are going through the reps, was there a moment for you, Vaughn, that you just kind of felt like, you know what, this is a better fit. This is going to be the right guy.
Drew could easily. I mean, I feel like we'll be 3-0 with Drew as well. You know, Drew was ready to go. Drew was ready to play. You know, Drew's made strides, these huge strides since the type of player that he was last year, and he didn't do too bad last year. So, Drew was ready to go. I feel like we'll still be undefeated with Drew. You know, the Teddy, he's a veteran. That you know, I've played with Peyton Manning, and and I played with other quarterbacks that, you know, I've been a leader on the defense, you know, for, you know, since Peyton left. But the leadership for the team has to come from the quarterback position. You know, it just has to. It has to be the guy on offense, calling the plays, you know, getting all the guys together, you know, holding the reins. It has to come. In football, it has to come from the quarterback position. You know, in basketball, you can have a center, you can have a point guard. You know, they're all different shapes and different sizes. But in football, it has to come from the quarterback. The quarterback is one of the most cerebral positions in all of sports. You know, he leads the guys, he calls the plays, he touches the ball on every single play. It has to come from the quarterback, and Teddy's done a masterful job of that. You know, we played three teams that, you know, they haven't been winning a lot, you know, but I feel like the way we beat them is the way that good teams should play teams like that. And we got a real test. We got a real test coming this week. We got a playoff team, you know, coming up this week. We're playing a playoff game in September. You know, that's been the vibe around here. You know, the Baltimore Ravens, they're hot. They just beat the Chiefs. You know, Justin Tucker just, you know, nailed one, you know, to end the game in Detroit. You know, those guys are on cloud nine right now. We're going to have a tough, you know, time with these guys, and we got to play them. To get where we're going, we got to go to the Baltimore Ravens.
Their reputation, they're a physical football team. And, you know, it's funny, Vaughn, everybody in the league is somewhat physical. But like the 49ers reputation, the Steelers defensive reputation, the Ravens have a reputation as a more physical franchise. And again, you watch football and everybody's tough, but can you sense it when you play? Are there teams in this league? And I don't know exactly what it is, but it's almost like the culture. And I don't know if the word's violent, but the culture is more daring. I mean, can you sense it?
Yeah, I mean, you got some teams, you know, the Raiders have a history of being a physical team as well. You know, I think they're kind of, you know, transitioning from there to transition into more of an offensive team, but they had a more offensive, tradition as well too. You know, they've had guys that go out there, score a lot of points and, you know, do all the things with the Raiders as well. But, you know, like you said, all of these teams are physical. You know, all of these teams have, big time players on every single team. You know, the Ravens, of course, they have a history of, being a physical team. They had Ray Lewis and, you know, Ed Reed and, you know, all these other guys on their defense. So they're gonna adopt that mentality. But I think every single week, you know, you got guys on each and every team that's scratching and clawing to stay on the team. You got guys that scratching and clawing to provide for their families. That could be the Baltimore Ravens or the Miami Dolphins. You have tough guys on every single team. And, you know, just like the movie, it's Any Given Sunday. The guy that wakes up, he's ready to go. He's ready to be physical. He's ready to lay his neck on the line for his teammate. That's the team that's going to win.
Are you ready to amp up the excitement every college football Saturday this year? All right. It's called Colin Cowherd's Saturday Spreads. It's on FanDuel. Free shot at big prices. Really simple. I choose 10 of college football's biggest matchups each week. Make your picks against the spread for each one. And the fans who get the most right win $5,000 in prizes every damn week. So this week, here's what I'm thinking. I'll take Notre Dame at home +2.5 against Cincinnati. They're not a great team. It's a rebuilding year. But I think Brian Kelly beats Luke Fickell in the coaching battle. I'll take Penn State -10.5 at home against Indiana. James Franklin wants to be great this year because he's the leading candidate for the USC job. Yes, he is. And I'll take Michigan +0.5 at Wisconsin. The Badgers offense is completely inept. All right, those will be 3 of the 10 picks. Go to FanDuel.com/Saturday Spreads. FanDuel.com/Saturday Spreads. Or you can just download the FanDuel app. Check in, $5,000 every week in prizes. No purchase necessary. Age restrictions apply depending on location. Void where prohibited. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus and present.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So when you face Lamar, is it a different week in preparation? Are there things that, okay, don't do this, watch this? I mean, obviously, he can make people look really bad on film. Is it a different week for you in preparation?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, I would be lying if I said it was different. Lamar Jackson, he's just a unique player. You know, he can run the ball, he can throw the ball, he runs 4-3. Any space that he gets, he can take it the distance. And I'm talking 50 yards plus on every single play. You know, he has a strong roster of guys around him. You know, Andrews is one of the better tight ends in the league. If he's not number three, he's number two. If he's not number two, he's number one. He's up there with those guys. They got Hollywood Brown and Sammy Watkins and all these other guys that can create separation in the secondary. You know, the offensive line is stable too. You know, Zeitler and, you know, Stanley, these guys are household names in the offensive line. So they have a really, really strong football team that's led by Lamar Jackson. If you're not, you know, fundamentally sound, you know, these guys will tear you up. We watch the film and it's a highlight tape every time we turn the film. It's like we're watching a Lamar Jackson highlight tape. So it's not very encouraging when you watch what he does to multiple people. We just have to, you know, trust our game plan and stay solid in our game plan and play to our strengths. You know, I rush the passer. I can't be 10 yards up the field. I create lanes, you know, for Lamar Jackson. It's little things like that that you have to, you know, really stay on point. And even when you do that, that's still, you know, it still might not be enough. You just got to get in the game and you got to play solid football. You got to stay on our corrections. And, you know, we're going to get Lamar Jackson. There is not another player in the whole world that plays football like Lamar Jackson. So we got to stand up here. We got to stay on our P's and Q's and we got to go out there and play football.
Have you ever faced who would be the second most mobile quarterback? In even your high school or college career, was there another guy that you're like that you could even compare to Lamar Jackson?
I think Robert Griffin in his heyday, RG3. RG3 was, you know, his first and second year in the National Football League, he was crazy, you know. And RG3 and Lamar Jackson, they're miles apart, you know. But RG3, he was fast. You know, he was able to create separation. He was able to throw the ball pretty well. He had a great group of guys around him to throw the ball too. But But other than that, no, not really. Russell Wilson does a really good job of taking the ball, pushing the ball downfield. He's not as fast as Lamar Jackson. He can probably throw the ball. Nobody really throws the ball like, you know, Russell Wilson. He can throw the ball a little bit better. But when it comes to scrambling and running and getting away from guys, nobody does it like Lamar Jackson. He's a unique player. I never played Michael Vick in his prime, but he reminds me of type of player, 100%. Those are the only two guys that have ever touched this league that, you know, have that type of that ability.
They're probably the only two players that could outrun you if it got to an angle.
Yeah, I mean, I got to really play my angles. Guys, you can see on film, even though guys have angles, he still is able to, you know, get away from guys, and he's spinning around DBs and he's pulling away from DBs and all that stuff. So we got to corral this guy. I know it's cliche, but that's just how you got to play football in the National Football League. You got to depend on all the other 10 guys to, you know, get this guy down. You got to kind of gang tackle, you know, and just play to your help 100%.
You know, as we go you know, the Brady New England game Sunday is obviously a huge game. Everybody's talking about it. I feel bad for Mac Jones. It's like Tom's got a 22-year head start. It's a little unfair. You have faced virtually everybody. You've played with Peyton Manning. You've faced Tom Brady. Now you have this gifted kid in your division, Patrick Mahomes. Oh, wait, you have another gifted kid, Justin Herbert. Vaughn, go back in your career. Take people listening. How long, I mean, could you tell instantly with the really great young players you face, like a Mahomes, could you tell instantly, oh, yeah, that's going to work? Or can you sense fear instantly and go, yeah, no, this kid, he doesn't like the pocket. He doesn't like footsteps. Can you tell right away?
Yeah, 100%. You could tell right away. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he was just fearless. You know, he just got it. He was confident. You know, you face other rookie quarterbacks, you know, they're struggling with their reads. They're, you know, scrambling out the pocket, you know, struggling trying to push the ball downfield. And I think we watch it week in and week out, you know, when you have young guys, you know, struggle. But when I really think about it, young guys with success, Patrick Mahomes is really – there's not been a young guy that had that type of success like Patrick Mahomes. Andrew Luck had, you know he had a ton of success early on in his career as well. And I think he developed into the quarterback that, you know, everybody knew he could be like later down in his career. But right off the bat, like nobody's like Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson right off the bat, he was athletic. He did wonderful things, but true quarterback, like nobody's done it like, you know, Patrick Mahomes right off the bat. And in my 11-year career, you know, this is my opinion. You know, Lamar Jackson, he does a lot of things well. You know, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball, create separation. He's a once in a lifetime player, you know, just like Patrick Mahomes, but they're two totally different players. It's kind of, you can't compare Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. They're just two elite players.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, before you can compare like Peyton and Tom Brady, you know, they're just two traditional quarterbacks, but Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, he just has success in so many different ways. And Patrick Mahomes, he's done it. He's played a true quarterback position. He's done it in so many different ways. Throwing the ball left-handed, scrambling out of the pocket, super big arm with Tyreek Hill, can just run 80 yards underneath it. Like, it's, you know, those two guys are two special players. And, I've played against Patrick Mahomes, and this will be my first time against Lamar Jackson. So I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a good one.
Did you if you didn't know the story of Brady, you just were Vaughn Miller, and here's a quarterback, and you didn't know his history. Did Brady do something special? Maybe it's pre-snap. Did you sense when you played Brady, oh, I mean, because to be the greatest ever, it's one thing to be great. It's another to be literally have a trophy room in your house.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about Tom that when you face, it does feel different, Vaughn?
It does. He just has such a handle on what's going on, you know, and what's about to happen. It's kind of like, you know, he can predict what's about to happen from the quarterback position. He can kind of predict where wide receivers are going, what coverages is about to happen, you know. And, you know, once you really learn Tom Brady, he puts so much work in. He has so much preparation, you know, even in the offseason, getting the roster that he builds around him. You know, he gets players that fit his type of
– right.
His style. He's been able to play with Gronkowski for forever. That connection will always be there. He's got Mike Evans now. He's got, you know, Antonio Brown and all these other guys. And, you know, throughout my career, you know, I've been able to, you know, play against Tom Brady, but I've been able to get to know him off the field as well. And there's really no reason to not like Tom Brady other than he wins football games. You know, that's – he does everything right. He's such a role model. He's such a great guy. You know, like I said, I've got to spend time with him off the field, and it's really not a reason to not like Tom Brady other than he's winning championships. And, you know, that's not a good reason not to like somebody because they're winning. But, you know, Tom Brady, he does everything absolutely right.
What about all the pliability stuff, like Alex Guerrero? Do you do some of that? Do you buy into it? Because if you talk to Tom, I'm sure you guys talk about your bodies and kind of the physical ability to keep playing.
You know, I mean, you know, Tom, you know, as long as his arm is pliable, and as long as he has that snap on his arm, you know, Tom can, you know, he's not a scrambling quarterback. He's not a scrambling quarterback. But we've all saw he can move around and like, shift around. You know, 10 yards is all you need. And, you know, it's, if he stays healthy, you know, who knows how long he can play. You know, he's only got to move 5 yards in the pocket, left or right or forward and back. It's not like he's running 40 yards down the field. It's not like he's Lamar Jackson or, you know, Patrick Mahomes or any of these guys. He's going to throw his receivers open. He's going to throw the ball. He's a pocket quarterback. He's one of the best, if not the best. You know, I played with Peyton Manning, so I got to always, you know, I got to always keep the sheriff right there. But, you know, if he's not number two, he's number one. And that's in the history of, you know, this game that we play. And, I talked to Tom, you know, he does so many different things well. I feel like nutrition is one of the most important things when it comes to playing in the National Football League a long time. I think nutrition and rest really could go a long way for you. Of course, I got multiple body work guys, multiple, you know, gurus and multiple guys that I work with. That just comes with it, you know. But I think the nutrition is really the number one thing when it comes to playing a long time and really, you know, working on the anti-age. Because Father Tom is going to always win. But if you eat right and you get the right foods, you can kind of slow things down, you know, from an age perspective. And, you know, you can heal faster. You can, you know, stay healthy longer. Injuries that, you know, might be, you know, a week or 2 weeks out, or only be 1 or 2 days. If you're truly on top of your nutrition, and it's not just steak every single night, or it's not just, you know, vegetarian or vegan, I think it's a time and place for all of these things that we have nutritionally. And once you figure it out, once you figure out your body type, I think you can really unlock, you know, a couple more years.
Well, yeah, and for you guys, a couple more years can be $40 million. I mean, that the reality is there's a financial motivation. If a guy didn't even love football but love what football provided for him, you could still make an argument. It's just smart. You know, you had COVID early on, and obviously you've overcome it. 90% of NBA players, 90% of football players have gotten vaccinated. The media mostly talks about, you know, the small percentage that hasn't. And I do wonder, I always feel like it. My company is taking care of it. I don't have to go to an employee and say, dude, you need to get vaccinated, because my company is taking care of it. The NFL does not have a mandate. It just makes it really tough if you don't get vaccinated. Because you had COVID, is there part of you that thinks, hey, I'm going to tell these young guys who are on the fence about it? Because you're a leader. You're a voice in the locker room that resonates. You're a Hall of Fame level player. Do you ever feel like, is it your place? Is it not your place? Where do you land with COVID if a kid comes up, he's a second, third year player, and he's just not comfortable with it?
You know, I don't want to force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. You know, I could just echo, you know, some of the things that, you know, are great about some of the things that you don't have to worry about, you know, with these vaccines. And, you know, I can always agree with people that don't want to get, you know, vaccinated. It's, you know, it's science behind, you know, why you shouldn't get vaccinated, whichever side you pick. You know, for me, you know, I had a young son. You know, I'm here with these guys every single day. You know, I still wanted the freedom to be able to go in and out and, you know, really live my life. And like you said, the NFL, they make it extremely tough if you're not vaccinated. Really, the whole world, you know, makes it extremely tough if you're not vaccinated. And I just, you know, football is already tough enough. Football is already hard enough to do without all of these things outside of football. And, you know, if you're, you know, not vaccinated and, you know, you have to worry about, you know, this and these restrictions of sitting over here and flying on this part of the plane, or when you go to a hotel, you can't leave or you can't see your family. It really just adds to your ability to play football. Some people are able to, you know, handle all of that stuff. Some people aren't. You know, for me, I wanted to make everything as easy as possible for me to be able to play football. And I wanted things to be as easy as possible for me to be around my son as well. So I had a lot of, you know, factors around it that really, you know, influenced me to go do it. But, you know, I understand, you know, guys on both sides of it. You know, it's a new thing. You know, I understand everybody's position on all this stuff. Is just for me personally, you know, that was a decision I made.
You know, it's interesting. In basketball, chemistry is really important, Vaughn, because there's 13 guys, about 7 to 8 play. All your meetings are together, all the practices together. Football's different, man. At halftime, sometimes offensive guys go to the left door, defensive guys go to the right door. Special teams guys in practice are in another part of the field. So in basketball, it's understood like chemistry is really important. If you have one bad dude in the locker room, it can blow the team up. Football is different. In your career, does chemistry matter that much? Or can you have cliques in football?
I mean, I've always been a team guy. You know, I've always been the guy that, I mean, my best friend on the team is Brandon McManus. He's a kicker. You know, that's not like, you know, it usually wouldn't happen like that. But for me, you know, I love the element of team, especially in National Football League. You know, I kick it with the free agents. I mean, I kick it with the undrafted guys. You know, I kick it with the long snapper. I kick it with, you know, Cortland Sutton and, you know, Teddy Bridgewater and all the big time guys on the team. And I kick it with the guys that, you know, just came as well. So for me, I really enjoy like the team element of football. So I have, of course, it's cliques in the locker room. Of course, there's little groups and little locker room sessions. But for me, I gravitate around and I feel like I'm like the glue that brings everybody together. And I feel like if I play like a different position, it probably wouldn't be like that. If I wasn't, you know, the Von that I am, it'd probably be different. It'd probably be tough for like Cortland or anybody else to have that same type of relationship with everybody on the team. But for me, this is what I've been doing since Little League football. It's who I was at Texas A&M, and it's who I've been my 11 years in National Football League. Usually you don't have the linebacker, franchise linebacker, and the kicker being best friends. He's my son's godfather, and I'm his twin's godfather as well. So it's just one of those things that really highlights the type of, you know, person that I am. I'm such a social guy, especially, you know, in the locker room, where the locker room, we get to do things and we get to talk about stuff and we get to hang out. And we get to do things that people would never, ever see. Like, people would never have these type of relationships that we have in the locker room. I don't care if you – and I don't care if you're on a basketball team, soccer team. Like, football is just different.
You know, it's funny. Aqib Talib's a friend of mine. And Aqib, I asked him one time, because he loved playing in Denver, fly zone. And he said he was a social guy. And he talked about how social – the no-fly zone. That was the word he used, like you. He's like, we were just a social team. And Aqib's like, he's like you. He's a talker. He's just verbal. He just wants to talk to dudes. Now, you guys could be totally different. But it is funny. You have to, when a defense has a nickname, you know it's damn good, because there's not many nicknames on defense. When you were part of the no-fly zone, do you remember thinking, because this defense has a chance to be really special now that you have Fuller and Patrick Surtain at corner. When you were on the field, did you feel like, Vaughn, that's one of the top five defenses maybe ever, that you control the game? The defense controlled the game. Could you sense it? Could you sense offenses were frustrated? Like, take me to the best year you've had, the best defensive year you ever played, and what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, that had to be 2015 with the Denver Broncos and no fly zone as well. And we just had all the different elements to have a dominant defense. You know, you have to have that swag to be a dominant defense. You have to have that confidence.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
That was a no-fly zone. If Keith Lee, or if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Or he's gonna die trying to do it. Then you mix Aqib Talib with Chris Harris. Chris Harris is a verbal guy as well. And then you have the two slobber knockers with Dorian Stewart and T.J. Ward. So we can back up everything that we're talking, you know. And then we got the rush with me and DeMarcus and Derek Wolfe and Malik Jackson. And then we had guys off the ball. We had linebackers that could cover, had linebackers that could blitz with Brandon Marshall, Ty Davis, Danny Trevathan. You know, these guys, they could do anything that you could ask them to do linebacker-wise. And we just had all the elements. We had a smart play caller. We had an experienced play caller as well with Coach Phillips. Coach Kubiak was one of the coaches that no other coach could coach that team like Coach Kubiak did. He just was a great – He was able to relate to everybody on that team. He was able to talk and get the most out of everybody on that team. And this team had Peyton Manning, Aqib Talib, you know, myself, you know, we had Danny Trevathan. We had people from all different walks of life. And Coach Kubiak was the guy that really managed everybody and had everybody on the same page. But back to that defense, Aqib Talib was definitely the confidence of that team.
Really?
You know, he was definitely the confidence of that team. He would say whatever in the media, say whatever out in public, and we were like the guys like, yeah, Aqib Talib said it. We'll go out there and do it. And we did. I remember 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and it was our first time watching film on the Carolina Panthers, and Aqib was like, yeah, we got this. It's over. We're gonna lock down the receivers. They ain't got nothing for us. We're gonna lock down the receivers. And it just started one day, and it just created this confidence. Like, yeah, they undefeated, but Aqib said that they're going to lock down the corners and all we got to do is rush. And if all I had to do was rush, then I feel pretty good in my chances to rush. Like Aqib Talib was saying in the public, in the locker room, whatever, that we're going to lock down their receivers. That was a huge element of the game that was already taken out of the game plan. You know, we had Chris Harris, Aqib Talib. We had Bradley Roby. He was a young guy. He was a strap artist as well. And we had all of these guys, and you know, the confidence really came from Aqib. I think the enforcers were, you know, T.J. Ward and and Dorian Stewart.
Yeah, TJ was a big hitter.
We had DeMarcus Ware, you know, one of the best pass rushers that ever played us in National Football League. And I was his Robin. You know, he was Batman, I was Robin, whatever, you know, game, whatever stuff we watch on film, he would tell me to do and I would do it. He never led me in a bad direction. He said, Vaughn, all you have to do is do this. That's what I did, and it worked. And then we had big guys to take, you know, the pressure off us in the middle with Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe and Antonio Smith. You know, the list just goes on and on and on. We were just super stacked. We had the confidence. We had the swag. We had the intelligence. We had the experience. We had everything that it took to be a dominant defense, for sure.
Hey, pet parents, have you heard of Just Food for Dogs? Since 2010, we've been helping dogs everywhere live healthier, longer lives through the power of fresh, whole food nutrition. Our meals are formulated by an in-house team of veterinarians, and we only use human-grade meats and veggies with zero preservatives. After transitioning to Just Food for Dogs, pet parents report seeing more energy, firmer stools, improved health, and even longer lives. Give us 2 weeks, and we'll change your dog's life forever. Visit justfoodfordogs.com/mobile and save 10% on your first purchase.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
When you were out with an ankle injury, and you said earlier, you know, there are some moments of like anxiety, did it, and I'm not saying you're going to play as long as Brady, but was there a moment when you realized how much you missed football?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I worked with you know, Trevor Mowat, like before.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Trevor Mowat. I worked with Trevor at the beginning of 2000 and in the beginning of 2020. And we used to always talk about mindset is everything. And he used to send me videos on, like, because success leaves clues is one of the things that he would always say.
Yeah.
So I would watch all his videos on people that had success after injuries. I had tore my ACL too in 2013, so I was familiar with Adrian Peterson's recovery after his ACL. He went for 2,000 yards after, but I had a whole video on what Adrian Peterson did, his mindset. And for me, I had trained so hard going into, you know, it was just a perfect storm of things for me. I was working with Trail, you know, I was working on the mental performance aspect of it. COVID hit. You know, I got COVID. I overcame COVID. I didn't have anything else to do but work out and train. I worked out and trained. I got myself in the best physical shape that I can possibly be in. I think mental shape as well. I was in the best mental space that I could possibly be in. So whenever I tore my ranunculum on my ankle, it was depressing at first. But right after that, I think, you know, Kobe had died earlier in that year. You know, Michael Jordan had his Save the Last Dance, you know, documentary as well. And I just had this mosh pit of things that, like, motivated me to keep going. You know, if it was any other year, if it was any other circumstance, maybe it's like, all right, I don't play 10 years. You know, this might be it for me. But I just felt like I wasn't content. You know, I felt like it was so much more for me to prove. I played all the way through training camp, and I was so pleased with my performance in training camp with my body and, you know, where I was at. And whenever I had my ankle injury, it just, like, I never thought about, like, giving up. It was like, okay, this is going to take me out for this period of time. What am I going to do after this? You know, what would Kobe do? What would Michael Jordan do? You know, what type of mindset do you have? Like, you know, I had the Denver Broncos. They believed in me. They picked up my option in my contract. They didn't they didn't have to do that. You know, I was coming off an injury, you know, had so many other things going on. George Payton could have just, you know, just said, hey, you know, Vaughn's played 10 years here. He's a great Bronco. But, you know, he didn't have anything else to go off of but, you know, my training camp film. And, you know, he watched that. He believed in me. He brought me back. He felt like I could be, you know, an even better player than I was. Coach Fangio, you know, he believed in me as well. And, you know, all these guys believed in me. I had all these things motivating me. And whenever I got a chance to get back on the football field, you know, I wasn't going to let those people down. I wasn't going to let myself down, most importantly. And, you know, here we are.
By the way, before we go, is that MJ documentary, it was really inspiring to me for different reasons. I was telling my wife this. He was the best looking player, the best player, the most clutch player, the most glamorous player, the most talented player. And it was so hard. He was in battles. He was with his own teammates. And I told my wife, like, success is hard. Like Michael Jordan, he had, you know, I mean, the best shoes, the best look, the best game, the best. And it was still hard. He was battling his GM. He was battling Rodman. He was battling Pippen. He was like, man,
he was playing 32 holes on the day of playoff game. So he was doing everything for sure.
It is crazy, man. There's some guys, Vaughn, you're probably one of these guys physically. There are guys that have a DNA. They're just relentless. Like I watch Aaron Donald, and he's the only defensive lineman I've ever seen. He doesn't take a play off. Like a lot of times those guys are carrying 325 pounds. They'll take plays off. Like I watch Aaron Donald. You've got this component. Randy Moss had some of this. You're like, that dude is different, right?
See, Aaron Donald really not like a D tackle. He's really like an oversized running back. He's athletic enough. He's really like an oversized running back, and he's super strong. And when you put his athletic ability and his strength and his leverage that he has, because one of his knocks when he's coming out is he was small, but that as time came over, it plays into the type of game that he plays. He has so much leverage. He has so much speed. He has so much explosive, you know, ability. And he's really like a running back in there with playing against these guards and these centers. So it's unfair.
Well, one time, Ray Lewis told me that Willie Rofe of Kansas City, he was like, Colin, you can't even, it's country strong. Like I couldn't even, and Ray Lewis, one of the great players. Has there ever been one offensive lineman that Vaughn, you're just like, okay, that's genetics. Like I can't move him.
You know, the offensive lineman that I go that. So all the big time offensive linemen, like the, you know, Tyron Smith, the Lane Johnson, the you know, the Williams, you know, it's, you know, going against those guys, you preparing for these guys all year. You know, for me, I think the toughest challenge for me was Mitchell Schwartz, and you wouldn't expect it.
Really,
you know, you wouldn't expect it. And I think Mitchell Schwartz having a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that can really play to, you know, Mitchell's angles. You know, I had the toughest time with Mitchell Schwartz. You know, I'm really surprised that he's not on the team right now, because I always had the toughest time with Mitchell Schwartz. I think he's the one offensive lineman that only gave me one like sack.
Wow.
He would always, it would always be so tough to play Mitchell Schwartz and then the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and everybody else.
Was it the hands? Was it hands? Was it leverage?
I don't know what it was. He was a smaller offensive lineman. He was a smaller offensive lineman, but he just, I don't know. Maybe I was in my own head, but I always had the toughest time with Mitchell Schwartz. And I would see other guys have success versus Mitchell Schwartz, but whenever I went against him, it would be the weirdest thing for me. Like any move that I would try, he would be sitting on it. And any good rush that I would have, Patrick Mahomes would, you know, he would trump that and, you know, scramble, you know, throw the ball away. But playing against Mitchell Schwartz and the Kansas City Chiefs was always a tough, you know, time for me. I don't know what it was. And it's shocking to me that Mitchell Schwartz is not on the team right now, because I know he still has some good football left.
Vaughn, we took some time. We appreciate it. You were great. Kick butt this weekend against the Ravens, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Colin. I appreciate you.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Vaughn Miller, going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Truly one of the great football players last 20 years in the NFL. Glad he's healthy and back. Glad the Broncos are undefeated. Good story. At The Volume Sports, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, rate, review, subscribe. We also have a YouTube channel. It kicks butt. Talk soon.
Volume.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.